What happens to all those reindeer turds when they take a dump in midair? Just curious, Jeff Bogus, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, Jeff, they hit the ground and go plop. Plop.
Plop. They do. I almost missed it again. Good morning. It's Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel. 11:05, pretty much exactly. We are 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It's Detox Mansion. It's Bob Angel and a surprise guest.
Yeah, but my mic's not on.
Oh, you're on number three. You know?
Yeah, I am.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just here to annoy you.
I know. Well, I came here to annoy you yesterday, but I was the only one who showed up. Mm-hmm. That
it was icy and scary and stuff.
So you annoyed me anyway.
I can do it from a distance.
All right.
It's called remote annoyance. Look it up.
All right. Nothing like being annoyed on Christmas Eve. And happy Christmas Eve to everybody. I'm going to start with a Hanukkah song from the South Park gang. And got to be quick with the fingers on this one. Happy Hanukkah. I know it's over, but, you know, I missed it by a few days, but I still want to celebrate.
Okay, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play. Now you try it, Ike. Just spin it with your fingers like this.
Oh, FBI, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Happy holidays from Bob and Detox Mansion.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
A 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of law. Tell me, tell me, tell me who wrote the book of law. I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of law.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of law, find out why it's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of law. Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
As sweet as your mother, a true final love. 'Cause the time it is right for walking in the moonlight, I have certainly found a way to settle down. So come on, get your rocks off, I'm gonna knock your socks off, you see. Oh yeah. So come on, pretty baby, we're going to raise a family. There'll be no hesitating, so tired of waiting for a true final love. Someone another like a sister or brother, a true final love. 'Cause the time is right for walking in the moonlight, I have suddenly found I'm ready to settle down. So come on, get your rocks up, I'm gonna knock your socks off, you see. We'll be right back.
could say. They couldn't find it in their hearts to just get out of my way. Then out of nowhere and for nothing, you came into my life. I've seen an angel or two before, but I never asked one of my wife.
Take seven. Okay, put the red light off.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
WMFO, brand new music from Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf. And what is the name of this song? See What Love Did to Me is the name of the song. Brand new stuff. I love having Cat Stevens back making new music. Awesome. Before that, we did a set. It was like two subsets. So this was set one, and I'm telling you the songs in the B part. They all had to do with love.
Listen to Bob pretending like he's planned this out.
Come on, you know I'm in here constantly.
This is the annoying
planning.
Part.
Yeah, he's going to do this to me. All You Need Is Love, though, from the Beatles before that. I think people are familiar with the Summer of Love, 1967, although All You Need Is Love didn't come out until actually November of that year, but still, the Year of Love, we'll call it. John Hiatt, Real Fine Love from Stolen Moments, and then True Fine Love from the Steve Miller Band, Book of Dreams. The Monotones, The Book of Love. Wow, how crazy does it get with love? Part A was kind of Christmassy music that, or holiday time music, nothing really specifically about Christmas, which I'm sure is pissed off number 45, but that was intentional. Sure, purely intentional. Anyway, so we heard Linus and Lucy from the Charlie Brown Christmas. Vince Guaraldi Trio did that. The MGM Studio Chorus is how they credit the Mario Land of Oz, the Wizard of Oz soundtrack, 1939. Have you ever played a song from 1939 on your show?
I don't know. Have I?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, when Les was here, he probably did.
He probably did.
Yeah.
And also the South Park cast and Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. You got to love Cartman, don't you? So that was the first set on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bob Angel here with Mike Newman.
I'm just in annoyance mode.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, well, it's because you didn't do your show yesterday.
Yeah, well, I told you it was scary and icy and stuff.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever.
And you might get scared again tonight.
I know.
Because...
what's the latest weather?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not going to be a bad day today. We're going to have some sunshine mixed with clouds. Right now, it looks totally cloudy out the window. Temperatures in the upper 30s. Tonight... low, right around freezing, which is a great temperature to be when it just starts to rain, isn't it? Don't you love it when it starts to rain at 32 degrees? Because you never know when you're going to feel the feet just come right out from under you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Plop.
Yep. And by the way, I've really never watched you do this before, and I think it's really hilarious. You just gesticulate like people can see you.
Well, it's because I'm on television. Mm. Isn't that a camera over there?
No.
So anyway, the Christmas is going to start out kind of rainy, depends on where you are. You know, you might get some nice Christmas snow, but it'll all be over by noontime anyway tomorrow with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 36 degrees. Will this work? I doubt it, but I'm going to try anyway. Oh, it does.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
So anyway, that's a great idea and everything, but... I'm so glad that Mike is here because he can deal with Facebook people. We've had some Facebook people.
There you go, pointing at me again.
I know. That means you have to speak and tell me what people are doing on Facebook, because I know we had...
Frank and Martha are listening. Right. They love the love set.
That's good.
Yeah, they're on the way to Connecticut.
And they had made a request, didn't they?
Yeah, they want to do some Jethro Tull.
Perfect, because you know what I have here? Because I missed, I have to make up for all the things that I missed, and I missed the winter solstice. And Frank noticed that and requested the proper song, which is, Ring Out Solstice Bells. Jethro Tull, 91.5 WMFO.
stick around and put up with all this stuff. This situation is enough to kill a man. Somebody fetch my coat and hat and hand to my walking cane.
Breaking news, and it is major.
Oh boy, is this great!
Breaking news in the Russia investigation. CNN has just learned that Robert Mueller has charged former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn with willfully and knowingly making false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to the FBI.
Oh my God.
If I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
This is the national security advisor of the country, the chief advisor to the president, and basically he has admitted that he was a liar when it came to telling federal authorities about his interactions with one of our adversaries, that being Russia.
Saying Merry Christmas again.
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Blessed are the bullies.
91.5 WMFO.
One day they will have to stand up to themselves. Blessed are the liars. For the truth can be awkward.
Welcome back.
pilgrim's face. It had your heart to call her home.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO, brand new music from U2. I love the new U2 album called Songs of Experience, and that is American Soul, what we just heard. Slightly political song about what America seems to be going through at the moment. And before that, we sort of had this little menagerie of things that should be happening soon. I was hoping they'd happen by Christmas, but maybe we'll have to wait till after the holidays. That's okay. Traveling Shoes before that. Elvin Bishop did that. I heard RC Cola and a Moon Pie, NRBQ, going way back in their catalog in 1972. And a great request from Frank and Martha, driving down to Connecticut. Is that where they're going?
Connecticut, yes.
Connecticut. And they wanted to hear Ring Out Solstice Bells from Jethro Tull, one of my favorite songs. And I, you know, there were many years that I got to play that. Right at the exact minute, I would plan out my whole show around the whatever time the solstice was happening and play the song, you know, right then. But I didn't have that luxury this year, so I played it today. Sue me. 11:56. Mike, how's it going over there?
It's fine. I'm just trying to be quiet so that I won't steal your thunder.
Yeah. And you've been. I love that you've been handling Facebook because...
Yep.
You know, I've been managing to keep all the songs. You know how those it shows the songs, what song is playing in the artist and the album title.
Mm-hmm.
We got to punch all that in,
mm-hmm.
and it just takes so much time for me because if I could type with more than one finger, it might save me some grief. But I can't type like that. Anyway, let's. It's